Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled. Thank you for your beautiful presence. In this podcast, we focus on coming into that beautiful feeling, that wonderful, mystical, radiant feeling that you have attained everything. It's such an expansive feeling to really genuinely feel good on the inside. And you might be able to tell from my voice, I'm a little bit recovering from COVID. I went on a retreat to the East Coast. I've been to the East Coast twice. Both times I got COVID. Been to the West Coast, traveled all around the Southwest, been to Hawaii loads of times. No problem. Go to the East Coast. It's one of the special blessings. But today's episode is beautiful pain, because I can honestly tell you so many times in my life I've gone through difficult situations or illnesses in different ways. And I'm not going to lie to you and say that it was all pleasurable and I enjoyed it. But coming out the other side is such a beautiful feeling. So this is what we're going to be diving into today. When we go down in life, you know, we have all these good intentions, and then life can sometimes take us in these different places that can be quite disturbing. But then the curve comes back, the wave comes back, and those good feelings come back. And we can feel so, so wonderful. And so many beautiful things can happen in our lives as we come out of it. For those of you who don't know, my name's Michael McIntosh. I'm a spiritual teacher. I've been practicing meditation on a very deep spiritual path 25 years. I've also created multiple companies and businesses to help countless thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people all over the world. My companies have generated millions of dollars. But the most important thing is being of service and feeling good. This is really all about the good feelings in our heart, because at the end of the day, it's how we feel. And so I recently went to this wonderful place called Peace Village in upstate New York. And I'd heard about this place for many, many years and never been, but someone urged me to go and I said, all right, why not? After some coercing, I said, sure. Okay, fair enough. So I went there and had such a wonderful retreat, such high-level souls, really, really, really touching. A really beautiful feeling of spiritual family and belonging and good vibrations. And I had this wonderful experience when I was sitting in the group in one of the sessions. And I just sat down and I wasn't practicing doing anything. I wasn't practicing meditation. I wasn't practicing anything. And I felt just transported into this exquisite state of love, pure bliss, like an infinite sky of peace. Such a expansive feeling. And I really felt completely separated from any negative feelings. You know how we can have various challenges in our mind and issues and habits, and we can identify with that. I had this beautiful feeling of being completely separate. You know, if you can imagine, if you've ever seen a rocket take off into space. So the rocket takes off, it goes up, it starts getting out of the Earth's gravity. And at a certain point, the rocket often drops part of its fuel, right? And you can see, if you see in the image, it drops it off it separates it, right? I had this exquisite experience of like being up, being a rocket, being going up, 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 and dropping all negativity, anything negative, any negative feelings that you have at all are separate from who you really are. And you can imagine that rocket dropping those negative things and it detaching and falling back down to earth. And you fly it higher and higher and higher into the exquisite, mystical feeling of complete freedom and love and bliss and safety. And I was actually experiencing this on the plane on the way home. I was listening to this beautiful music and I was just feeling that complete freedom, that complete separation from everything. Because to have this wonderful feeling in our hearts and in our being, it's so important to really deeply. It's true that we can have difficult moments, we can have difficult experiences, we can have pain in our body. But we don't need to identify our core essence with all these things. This is the secret to feeling good, because many people want to manifest, they want to feel good, but they don't know how to do it, right? And they try different things. But as long as we associate, as long as we identify who we are with all of these other things, then we can't really feel those good feelings because they're mixed together. They're mixed. Now, I've experienced this many, many times in my life, but it was really exaggerated recently. And I'm grateful for COVID. It wasn't honestly that bad, you know, the previous batches of COVID, strains of COVID, whatever you want to call them, were much more serious. But it was still surprisingly unpleasant, especially for a couple of days, and then it gradually got better. And the wonderful thing about pain, so whether it's physical pain, financial pain, emotional pain, relationship issues, mental issues, is it's really an opportunity to see how much we can handle things, because we only get as much as we can handle. Typically we get broken down, we get crushed, the ego gets crushed. Like, you're not really getting crushed, but there's some structure within the psyche that's getting crushed and smashed. And if we're willing to be detached and kind of watch it happen, witness it happening, be all right with it happening, even if it's painful, to find that place of peace. I have a meditation called the Pain Relief Meditation, where you can go into this place of peace even in the pain. And that's what I did when I was going through the worst of the COVID. It was very unpleasant, but I could come to this place where I was watching it being unpleasant rather than being in it. So we go through these difficult experiences in life. We can, with practice, be all right with it, even if it isn't okay. It crushes some aspect of us that is not serving us. Because remember, the universe is a benevolent place. Do you believe that? This is a good place. Like, it's fundamentally a benevolent place, this planet. And there are laws. And we all have within us weird stuff that needs to be corrected, right? And we don't necessarily correct it ourselves, right? Even if you know certain things, I might know all sorts of things, but then I don't do what I need to do. And then what happens? Life, the universe, comes and gives us a good kick in the pants, doesn't it? But we don't like it. I'm not saying any of this is pleasant. I definitely don't like it. I'm not going to pretend I'm like, oh, it's great. But we get these challenging situations. It crushes some ego within us, some negativity within us, gets threatened and beaten out. If we can embrace that, if we can accept that, if we can surrender instead of resisting and surrender to the purification, then we get the benefit of it. Right, because it's here's the thing, right? Pain is pain. Let's at least get the benefit out of it, don't you think? At least find the blessing quickly, rather than just having pain and not getting anything out of it and feeling bad about it, right? Better to say, there must be something here. This is purifying me. Ah, gosh, right? And then you let go. You surrender. And then the wonderful thing is that as we start to recover, whether it's physical pain or emotional pain, relationships, finances, we will recover, right? It is on the way up. The good feeling coming back up as the curve goes up, it's so beautiful, isn't it? I've been walking around. I still haven't got my full strength back and I still don't feel completely okay. But I've just been walking around and just been like, God, I just feel so good. I just feel so good. Because relative to how I was feeling, it's so wonderful, right? So the gratitude comes back, the appreciation for the little things in life, the things that we take for granted, you know, health and certain foods and being able to do certain things. We just take it for granted, whatever, I need, I want, what about this, I haven't got this. But when you get taken down and you can't do anything and you're in a real mess, and then you start getting some of these things back again, it's like, oh, yes, I'm so blessed, right? So I feel like I'm being given gifts all the time. I came back to my house. I arrived back at my house at 2:30 in the morning, right? With COVID, having gone on like a 9-hour trip. And it was such a beautiful trip, actually. I had such amazing experiences on the plane. Such deep meditation. It was beyond belief, actually. But I was still tired. I came back, and then the next morning I was kind of up and about, and I saw the sun come up, and I saw the sun on the mountains, and I just couldn't believe how beautiful everything was. It was just like being in heaven. So this is just a few thoughts on the on the wonderful benefits of the pain. You know, I could get into this in a lot more detail, but the key message here is that if we can surrender to the pain and be detached, we can find a place where it's not as bad. I'm not saying it's nice, I'm not saying it's easy, but it isn't as bad as it would be, which is really a wonderful thing, to have that pain relief, natural pain relief. I'll put a link in the description to this pain relief meditation, because many thousands and thousands of people have really used that for surgeries and for various things. And then what is the benefit? What is being destroyed? What unhealthy thing is being destroyed within me that I should celebrate? I can celebrate that instead of resisting it. I can surrender to it. And then how can I separate myself out? That the negativity, the pain, the story, how can I separate myself out from all those things so that I'm completely different from that? And then, oh God, it just feels so good. And then as we start to have that purification process and let go, and we start to recover, and as we recover, we come into a whole new life, then upgraded. It really is, these painful situations are like a death and a rebirth. The phoenix rising from the ashes. The end of one cycle, the beginning of a new cycle, from winter into spring. It's a natural progression, and we normally don't get to this new life, this new experience, this new sense of freedom until we go through that initiation. So I hope you're doing all right. I hope this helps you in your experience, whether you're going through it now or you're going to go through something in the future, because this is going to happen again and again in different ways. And when we accept and embrace that this is part of life, we can really benefit quickly from these situations that arise, find the hidden secrets, the hidden benefit, and come out the other end so much better than we were before. So sending you so much love and gratitude. Thank you for being here. And by the way, if you haven't already and you like the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. If you could leave a review. It's always beautiful to hear from everyone. And if you need anything, any questions or anything I can do to help, please let me know. Be very happy to do a session for you. So lots of love. Talk to you soon.